BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards 2012.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. And it's me and Zayn Malik till 2. Hey Zayn.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, yeah.
Now, have you ever done a radio show before?
No, this is the first time I've done a radio show.
Well, without the others?
Without the others, exactly, yeah, so it's a little bit strange.
But do you know what's going to be good? For the first time, I'm going to be able to hear you, because the last time I had you lot in here, it was like, and everyone was talking over you. I was like, just let Zayn speak, yeah?
Yeah, so, it's always a bit crazy with those guys.
Yeah, so we can just chat for the next 2 hours, it's going to be fine. If you want to see us getting ready for the show, there's a picture on Facebook and on Twitter. Check the radio on Facebook or BBC R1, at BBC R1 on Twitter. So I've got some of your favourite tracks to play between now and 2 o'clock.
Wicked.
Got some questions from some fans. At some point, you're going to interview me.
Sounds good.
And at 1:45 this afternoon, we are going to play Innuendo Bingo.
Sounds amazing.
Now, Harry's been wanting to play this for ages, so you've kind of got in before him.
Yes.
Basically, what happens is we both put water in our mouths. I play some clips of stuff that sounds a bit rude, and then generally the water goes everywhere. Now, do you require any plastic sheeting, any kind of protection?
I do not need any plastic sheeting. Or
what about your hair? Because it looks like it's not going to move at all. Do you need like a hair net or something?
No, it'll be fine. It should be fine.
Even with like a ton of water and it spat from my mouth?
It'll be cool.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right, and you'll be able to watch this at 1:45 on the Radio 1 website live. So 1:45, get to a computer. It's the normal time I do Innuendo Bingo on my show, only today it's with Zayn. We're going to have fun for the next 2 hours.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you are kind of normally used to really loud screaming everywhere you go.
Kind of, yeah.
A lot?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, one of our members of staff last year at the Teen Awards, when you took to the stage, because the screaming was so loud, was actually physically sick.
What?
Like, he actually puked
like
because of the sound.
Vomiting.
You know, like, sometimes when you can go a bit dizzy in your ears and it's just like you feel a bit disorientated and feel a bit sick. That's what happened.
And he puked. He physically puked.
He actually did. So you were responsible for that.
That's quite cool, actually.
Do you ever have to wear, like, earplugs or anything?
We have in-ears on stage that play the track through.
Yeah.
But not there's nothing... There's not really, like... It's not designed to, like, keep sound out. It's just designed to play music.
You might want to have a word about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In 30 years' time, you'll be able to hear a thing.
Yeah, we'll be speaking to management.
Now, I want to clear up this thing that happened, which has kind of gone around on the internet. There's a Canadian DJ on a station called Spin, and he was doing an interview on the phone with you. I don't know how long ago this was, about a few weeks ago?
The thing about it is, like, I can't even actually, like, remember doing that interview. Actually, like, I can't even remember doing it. Like, I don't even remember having that conversation and, like being so, like, okay, bye, and then putting the phone down.
No, so I don't think that you heard the whole thing, right? So what happened was he was speaking to this American girl who was obviously part of the One Direction management in America, and she was just giving him a list of things that they didn't want you to be asked, right? And I've got the list of questions here.
Okay.
Now, is anything banned from asking you?
It's not at all, no. The reason that, you know, that she was saying you can't ask these questions is because of the fans. Like, the fans were like, we want to hear some different answers, and we always get asked the same questions. So we just thought we'd mix it up a bit and, you know, try and rule out a few questions so we get some new ones. And
I suppose if you're a fan of One Direction, you would watch every interview and listen to every interview. And if it's the same questions all the time, they want to hear new stuff.
They want to hear some new things. They want to know what's going on. They don't want to hear the same things over and over again.
Right, so he played out on air the PR lady saying what you can ask, and then this is your reaction.
How are you, Zayn? You're a very busy guy today, huh?
Yeah, kind of busy, yeah.
Okay, well, Zayn, I want to talk to you about, no, I can't do that. No, X Factor pranks on the... Where the... Okay, well, that's about going to do it. Thank you for taking the time for us today, and continued success in the future.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Did you not know what was going on there at all?
Didn't have a clue. I think I thought he was, like, messing about, and that's probably why I was just like, okay, then.
Yeah. Well, I've got the questions here. Who is your celebrity crush? Which of you have girlfriends? Who came up with the name One Direction? Let's talk about something a bit more interesting, shall we, in a minute?
A little bit.
Right, we play Taylor Swift next, who is appearing at the Teen Awards tomorrow. Have you met her before?
Yeah, I've met Taylor. Yeah, she's really cool.
Is she?
Yeah, she's really nice.
Also, Neo, have you met him?
I haven't met Neo.
He's going to be there tomorrow, right? He's one of your favourites, too.
Yeah, he is, definitely. I'm a bit excited about seeing Neo, not going to lie.
We'll talk more about the Teen Awards in a minute, and we're going to play another one of your favourite tracks before 12:30. It's Scott and Zane on Radio 1 till 2 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jess in Kent says hi.
Hello.
Hi, Rosie and Alice in Hereford. How long does it take to do your hair, Zane?
My hair takes probably about 10 minutes, I'd say.
I think we should just whip through loads of questions like with one-sentence answers.
All right.
Izzy from Wrexham says she's going to be at the Teen Awards tomorrow and can't wait. What's going to be in the performance? Have you rehearsed for it?
We rehearsed for it yesterday. It's going to be a big performance. Excited.
Cool. I like that, see? Snappy. Katie and Danny in Lincoln. Can we have a shout-out, please?
Hello, Katie and Danny in Lincoln. Good. Here's a shout-out.
Marvellous. Now, obviously, we've seen videos and pictures of people going crazy for you all over the world. Like, in America, people, like, chasing you down the street.
Yeah, it's
They're
crazy.
Pretty crazy in Australia as well, aren't
they? Yeah, it's wild, you know, like, to think that, you know, so many of our fans, you know, follow us around and they're so dedicated and stuff. It's just crazy.
I know that just from reading my Twitter and also looking at the emails I'm getting, there are people that have... Well, got up especially early to listen to this in America, okay. And people that are listening really late as well in New Zealand and Australia. So,
hello,
hi to you lot as well. I like that there's a One Direction shop in Australia.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, that's really cool. I remember seeing it last time. It was so weird. It was just like, there's a One Direction shop now.
What do they sell? Your dolls and stuff?
They sell official One Direction merchandise. Wow. So it's pretty cool.
Excellent. Where's the craziest place for you at the moment in the world that you've been?
It's probably either like a cross between like Mexico or like Australia, because they're both pretty crazy places. Like when you go there, it's pretty wild.
Tell me what you were saying before. We were just chatting off air about the hotel situation. Like, so what happens when you check into a hotel? This kind of really interests me. When you're that famous, which you are now, like all over the world, which I know you still can't get your head around sometimes. Obviously, there's a situation where, you're staying in a hotel in town. You probably have to give a fake name.
Yeah, I do have a fake name, yeah. I won't tell you what that is.
Do you use the same one every time?
Yeah.
I know what Liam's is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you off air what it is.
Okay, tell me now, quickly. Surely the hotel staff must go, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit weird when they ring me up and like, oh, Mr.
Hello, is that Mr.?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, room service. Yes, it's me again, Mr. That's weird.
Yeah.
But tell me about what happens when people find out the hotel you're staying in.
So normally we get to the hotel and we check in, we get to our rooms, and then fans seem to like check into the hotels as well, but like in the rooms like around us and like on different floors and stuff.
So they find out what hotel you're staying in.
Yep.
And then they book a room.
And then they book rooms, yeah, and stay in the hotels. Yeah.
Well, how much money is that costing them?
I don't know. I don't know where they get the money from. I definitely wouldn't be able to afford to stay in the hotel.
Do you think it's like a group of girls that save up all their money and go, yeah, we'll get a room for a couple of nights?
I think there's probably about 16 of them rammed into one room. That's why they probably just share it amongst them.
Where has this happened then? You were saying in Mexico.
In Mexico, it kind of happened a little bit. It's mainly like in America, they check a lot into the hotels, and in Australia and here as well, actually, at home as well, they do it.
I've just got this image of like 15 girls crammed into a really small room.
Yeah.
Like maybe with a cup at the...
At the door.
At the door, just listening to what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's so weird. And... In terms of the Teen Awards tomorrow, obviously it's a big deal. We were talking before about the VMAs.
Yeah.
Watching you on that for me was really weird, because I just thought, I played their first single on Radio 1 and they all came in like a year ago, and now Katy Perry and Rihanna are like clapping them at the VMAs.
It was
so really
crazy.
Weird.
So crazy, because obviously like there's so many big stars there at the VMAs, so even to be invited, you know, to the VMAs was amazing. You know, and then we won, you know, 3 awards, which was crazy as well. So it was just amazing to be involved with it.
Are you a bit freaked out that those people even kind of know who you are?
Yeah, it's so weird because obviously, like, I'm a massive Drake fan, and as we were walking like down the stage, I just like out of the corner of my eye, I just seen like Drake sat in the audience. I was like, this is massively embarrassing. I'm going to turn around now and look somewhere else.
Yeah, was he clapping and cheering you?
He was kind of into it a little bit,
or
but
was he like, who are they?
I think he's a bit too cool to be clapping along to One Direction song.
He's not going to clap, is he?
Yeah, no, he's too cool for
but
that.
But just to be in the presence of people that huge must be absolutely bonkers.
It's so crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow at the Teen Awards, you are up for 3 awards: Best British Music Act, Best British Single, and Best British Album. So 3 awards. How much do you reckon you're going to get?
I hope the fans, you know, voted and they voted for us, and hopefully we'll just see, you know, who knows what's going to happen, you never know.
Right, I've got a track that you have picked now, which is Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. Why have you picked this?
It reminds me of Harry, the song, actually. I just picked it for Harry.
Why?
Because he looks like Jagger, and he has moves like Jagger as well.
Did you hear Harry and Grimmy's show earlier? They got a psychologist on, though.
Did they?
Yeah, and just because it kind of like, why is he seen as the fit one in One Direction?
Oh, okay.
And she's a proper psychologist. It's because he's got a very average face.
Really?
So that must make you feel a bit better.
Yeah, it does. Makes you feel a lot better. The Scott Mills
Daily. Right, people all over the UK are listening. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at BBCR1. Or look on Radio 1 Facebook for a little picture of us. Really cheesy DJ picture of us, kind of holding our headphones.
Yeah, and thumbs up as well.
It can't get any cheesier than that. And a thumbs up, yeah. DJ thumbs Malik. Up. That is on the Radio 1 Facebook too. People listening all over the UK. We've got Twitter messages from people in Poland, in Russia, in Dubai, in Pakistan, in the Lebanon, in Australia. It's pretty big, this. It's crazy. A big deal. Zane now has two cans of energy drink, and he's good to go. In half an hour, I'll be like... And at 1:45, we are going to play Innuendo Bingo, which you'll be able to watch on the live cameras on the Radio 1 website. We're just talking, when we popped out a minute ago, about how your style has kind of changed over the last year or so.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
But also, what I was saying to you was, do you remember when you were first on X Factor and then, like, probably during What Makes You Beautiful and all that time, where the brightly coloured chinos were on?
Yeah, a lot of people, like, started kind of modelling themselves on Louis, I think, with the striped T-shirts.
I was going to say, because I do a lot of student gigs, and all the lads were wearing like red chinos and a stripy top.
Yeah, it's Louis.
Yeah.
All day.
So do you think they're going to copy the next one? Like, I didn't really see many Harry's bow ties.
No.
I didn't catch on as much.
They're a bit extravagant.
Yeah, for a night out in Hull, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. It's quite cool to kind of think that, you know, people look up to you and, like, you know, like the clothes that you wear and stuff. It's quite cool.
Well, if you go into like one of the high street stores and it's all brightly coloured chinos, you're like, yeah, that was me. I did that.
Well, yeah, Louis can walk into Top Man and say, yeah, I designed most of these outfits.
Can you go anywhere now and, I don't know, go and get a pint of milk?
Yeah, it's not that difficult. Like, you can literally just, I don't really like think about it too much. I just tend to go out. It's not too crazy.
Okay. Do you have to wear a disguise?
No, it depends. I think it depends on the time of day that you go out. Like, obviously, if you go out at 3-4 in the afternoon, like when everyone's out of school and stuff, it's a bit crazy. But if you go like during the day, no one really bothers you.
Right. Please start wearing a disguise.
Start wearing a disguise? Yeah. Like what, like a mustache and glasses?
Yeah, because no one will know.
Okay. Just for you, Scott.
Yeah. What I'm interested to know as well is, like, how much normal stuff do you do now? Because obviously you're really busy. Like, it's constant for you. You're flying all over the world. You're doing like loads of press interviews. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Like, do you have someone to wash your clothes?
No, I don't actually. I still wash my own clothes.
That's impressive.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Do you have a cleaner?
Yeah, I do. Just because my house is like a tip, and because I'm never there, I don't really get much time to kind of tidy up.
Do you get to pick out your own clothes?
I still pick out my own clothes.
Do you go to a shop to get them?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I do some shopping.
Not quite normal.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to some fans who've got some questions to ask you now. Here's the first one.
Hi Zane, it's Amy and Laura. If you could go back to any moment in your career, what would it be?
Hi Amy. If I could go back to any moment in my career, it would probably be filming the What Makes You Beautiful video. Because I remember the first time we did that, it was amazing to think that, you know, we were filming a video and it was going to be an official music video. So that was pretty cool.
Weren't you really scared of water or something before that?
Yeah, I can't swim. I was a little bit scared of water, but I wasn't scared of the water, like, coming near me. I was just scared of having to go in the water.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Did they give you armbands?
Yeah. The boys are always supportive with my swimming. Good. Yeah.
Next question.
Hi, Zane, it's Jessica. What do you love most about your fans?
Hi, Jessica. I just love the fact that, you know, our fans are so, like, dedicated and supportive of us, and they just... They follow us everywhere and, you know, they always support everything we do, so that's really cool.
Okay. Next one, we're whipping through these.
Hi, Zane, it's Elizabeth. Are you looking forward to your tour?
Hi, Elizabeth. Yeah, massively looking forward to the tour. There's loads of exciting stuff going to be going on, so we just can't wait to get out and start getting it out to the fans.
Here's a good one.
Hi, Zane, it's Amelia. Who do you want to win X Factor?
I don't actually have a favourite yet, Amelia, but... I'm still kind of trying to pick my favourite.
It's kind of that, because it's the first live show tonight, it's that kind of weird thing where you don't really know enough about people
exactly,
yet.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the personalities and stuff kind of come through over the weeks now, and that's when you kind of get to see who's...
Do you think that when you were on that show, and it was at the point it is tonight with the first live show, do you think that anyone kind of spotted that you, you know, might... be what you are now?
I don't think so. I think, you know, like looking back to that performance, like on that night, the first night of X Factor, we just looked like five little scared boys, like coming out and like trying to hide behind a mic. So I don't think anyone's seen, you know, stardom right from the start.
On the first live show, how long had you been together as a band?
First live show, probably about 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And not really performed.
Not really, no. Before we did our first audition as a band at Judges' Houses, we'd only been together 2 weeks, so that was crazy, and then, yeah.
Wow.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is good. I like it that you're taking control of the show now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it as well.
And we're going to get you to ask me some questions soon. Can we stop showing pictures, Zane, of Ellen DeGeneres? Doesn't he look like him? Do you think, can you see it?
I don't see the resemblance.
A little bit?
No.
Okay, good, thanks.
It's okay, mate.
Right, now, I want to talk to you about Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Obviously, how well do you know him?
I wouldn't say, like, I know him, like, on a best friend level, but he's cool. We know him, like, as a mate. I'd call him a mate.
And do you have his number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
He called me yesterday, actually, or this morning. I got a missed call from him.
Like, I've noticed that he doesn't have much attention span, so are his conversations like, yeah, hi, say, yeah, huh, yeah, bye?
Nah, they're not, actually. He's really cool. It's kind of cool to...
Or can't you get him off the phone? He's like, oh, shut up.
Nah, he's really cool. He's, like, obviously, he's done what we're doing and going through it at this, like, similar age as well, so he's got loads of advice, and he's cool to kind of ask questions about stuff.
I'm saying he must be around quite a lot of people, like, a lot of management that are older than him.
Yeah, definitely.
So it must be quite nice for him to, like, hang out with people more his own age.
Yeah, me and Al were just saying that the other day, that it must be really cool for him to kind of just be able to chill with some people his own age and kind of just have some conversations, you know, that relate to him, and he can have some friends in the industry.
So I saw a picture, that I think it was slightly after the VMAs, of you all around his house cooking noodles.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
Well, we went over to Justin's after VMAs. He texted us and said, come over. So we went over and we just chilled out, went over to his house, and we were a bit hungry, so we decided to cook some noodles. And then I think at that point, I'd kind of like gone to sleep because I'd hurt my ankle and it was really hurting. So.
Yeah, how did you do that?
So basically, Justin's amazing celeb pad has a skate ramp in his back garden half pipe, and I thought it was clever to give it a go and fell off of it and hurt my ankle. And yeah.
Was he annoyingly good at it?
Really good at it, yeah. It was a little bit annoying to see him amazing at it and then just see me fall on my ass.
Right. To walk me through, I want to know all about the house. So it's in LA.
Yep.
What happens when you go through the doors?
You go through the doors.
Are they massive doors?
They're not, actually. It's just like a normal door. You walk through his door.
Is it a one-bedroom flat?
It's definitely not a one-bedroom flat.
Okay.
You walk in and he's got a really nice kitchen. He's got no pictures of himself at all, actually. He's got a really nice kitchen, really nice living room with like a massive canvas of Bob Marley on his wall. and that's really cool.
Okay. Did you go upstairs and have a look around?
Yeah, we did. We had a little snoo.
You would?
Yeah.
You would? If I was in Bieber's house, I'd be like, let's have a look.
Yeah, but with him. We didn't just go around his house by ourselves.
Oh, no, I'd have gone straight through. But like, yeah.
No, we would like show us around.
You stay here and cook the noodles and I'll be back. Anything else in his house that you're like, wow?
Yeah, he's just his house in general is just wow, and the garden's amazing. Actually, he's got like a little hill thing that you can walk up in his back garden, and you walk up this hill and like you're on the edge of like this like cliff thing, and you can literally just see like mountains like in his back garden. Like you can just see mountains. It's amazing just standing there. It's cool.
I bet he's got like at least a 60-inch television.
I'd probably say it's about 60-inch or maybe a bit bigger. I'm not sure.
He's got can big you get TV. Them bigger? Probably can.
Probably.
He probably
if you're
can.
Justin Bieber, you can probably get them whatever size you want.
But this is the most exciting bit for me. So you went round to his house in LA. He comes over here, which he was recently.
Yeah. And yeah, he came over to see me and Niall. Well, he came over to my house and Perry was there. And then we went out and got something to eat. And yeah, he just spent the night with me and Perry and just chilling out. It was quite cool.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
We had KFC.
See, this is a proper insight. It's Scott and Zane until 2 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, and then the Teen Awards, which we're very excited about tomorrow, and you guys are headlining.
Yeah.
How much have you rehearsed for this?
We've rehearsed a lot for it. It's not going to be too different to the our tour, so we didn't have to rehearse too much for it, but it's going to be fun. There's going to be like some different bits in there that people haven't seen before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, this is the part of the show where Zane, because he is the host today with me, Zane interviews me. So ask me anything.
So we've got some special questions.
Are these the ones I didn't want to be asked?
These are the specific lists that you gave to me and said you didn't want to be asked.
Okay,
so I went with them anyway.
Sure.
So the first question we have is, who is your current celebrity crush?
Oh, who's my current celebrity crush? I don't know.
Come on, we've got to push you for an answer here.
Oh. You always say Cheryl Cole.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I think Psy, who does Gangnam Style.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my favourite at the moment.
Cool. So, another popular question was, do you have time for a girlfriend at the minute?
Zane, at the moment, I don't have time for a girlfriend. I'm far too busy concentrating on my career.
Okay.
But you never know when the right girl might come along.
Okay. So talking about your career, how do you deal with all the fame?
Quite well, actually.
Yeah.
Doesn't really become that much of a problem.
And the last question, which was my favourite, was, do you want to do the breakfast show?
Okay, I've got an answer for that. I've been asked that a lot recently. No, because it's really early in the morning.
Okay.
Maybe. Like, a few years ago, yes.
Okay.
But I'm very happy that Nick Grimshaw is doing it.
Okay. And then we have another last question, special request from In The Studio, and that is, how old are you?
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
No.
Okay, we'll take that.
Also, there are some bits that are older than others.
Okay.
So, is that okay?
Yeah, we won't go into too much detail.
No, we don't want to, like, there's no point in just elaborating on that, but exactly. There we are. There's your answers. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Right, introduce Coldplay.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You got one more question for me?
I do, yeah. This one came in last minute, and the question is, how big is the studio audience at the lottery?
They sound big, but it's actually very small.
Okay.
There's only a few people in there, really.
All right, cool.
I've got a question for you, which is coming up a lot on Twitter at the moment.
Yep.
Right, obviously, whenever you check your tweets, and you do your own Twitter,
yeah,
right?
I do my own Twitter.
You will get hundreds of messages from people going, oh my God, you're so fit. Oh my God, you are the most, I'm just looking through, you are the most beautiful thing ever created. You are so cute. Right? Do you ever, like, kind of take that in and think, God, I'm good looking?
No, actually, I don't have, like, moments of realisation where I think...
God, but there's thousands of people telling you are every minute of the day.
It's very nice, but...
But you don't get it?
I don't really understand it, no.
How many times do you look in the mirror a day?
I look in the mirror, obviously, when I get up in the morning.
Yeah. Do you check shop windows?
Occasionally, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, yeah, I do.
Any reflection where you can see yourself? Do you check that?
Not really. No, not any reflection.
Okay, I think that's, I would all the time.
Has to be a clear image.
Has to be a clear image. Right, we're gonna play David Guetta and She-Wolf, and then hopefully we'll get Conor Maynard on the phone. Have you met him before?
I think a couple of the lads have met him. I haven't met him, but I've heard he's a really nice guy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Conor Maynard's on the phone. Hi, Conor Maynard.
What's up? What's going on?
You right?
I'm good. I'm all good.
I thought you were on the phone a minute ago, because I was trying to get through, and it was just like, busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, you know, I was on the phone to my mum, just telling her about love her and stuff.
So, so Zane's here as well. I don't think you two have met before.
We haven't. What's going on, Zane? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on? You're good?
I'm all good, man. Cool.
So where are you now? Sheffield?
I'm in Sheffield, yeah, just a shopping centre. You know,
near my hometown.
Yeah,
oh,
near,
really?
Near Bradford.
Yeah, you're quite near Bradford, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you I probably shouldn't say what shopping centre I think. Are you in the Meadowhall shopping centre?
I'm not really in the shopping centre. I'm about to perform at the big gig thing. Have you heard of that?
Cool.
It's going
Yeah, I have heard of it, but tomorrow it's all about the Teen Awards.
Yeah.
So you're on, so are Little Mix and One Direction and Neo and Fun, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be insane.
Is it? This is your first Teen Awards?
It's my first ever one, yeah.
Right, as we were saying earlier, you might want to bring some kind of earpluggage because one of the members of staff last year at Radio 1 was so... actually puked because the noise was so loud.
Right, didn't know that was possible, but I will take it in.
I didn't know it was possible, but actually physically sick because of the constant noise.
Oh, my goodness.
The screaming.
Yeah.
I'm actually scared now.
Don't be scared.
Thanks, this is going to be great.
So, also Neo on tomorrow, you obviously will be hooking up with him.
Yeah, definitely.
On stage or not? Or are you allowed to tell me?
Oh, I can't give things away like that. You know, I've got to keep that in my own head. It's a secret. So,
but it would be fantastic seeing as you have that song "Turn Around" out with Neo at the moment.
It would definitely
work
out. Which
is a great tune as well. Really good song.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think it would be kind of awkward if I go on stage and it's like, and now Neo, and he doesn't walk on, and I just stand there crying.
Yeah, that would be bad.
So hopefully he does come on.
Well, listen, it's really good to speak to you, and we will see you tomorrow. Make sure you come backstage to speak to us as well.
Definitely, I'll come say what's up. Yeah,
I'm doing the show tomorrow between 1 and 5 with Hugh Stevens. So come to our little backstage bit, and we'll see you then.
Okay, amazing.
See you tomorrow, bro.
Bye then, man. See you in a bit. Bye,
and also, if you could bring Neo with you to the backstage bit.
I will do. We'll come arm in arm, skipping in.
Fabulous. All right. I'll see you tomorrow at the Teen Awards.
In a bit, guys.
See you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott Mills, and at the moment, I'm sat with Zayn Malik. You can see us on the cameras at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We've got a bin here, we've got some water, and we're about to play Innuendo Bingo Go. No, not yet.
Okay.
He's very keen. Alright, Zane, so Harry Styles has been wanting to play this game for a long time. Okay. I don't want you to be shy.
Okay.
I don't normally play the game, I normally host it.
Okay.
Alright, so it's kind of my first time.
Alright.
But don't let that put you off. You're a very polite young man, but don't be polite on this.
Okay.
Feel free.
Alright.
Okay? Watch this online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's me and Zane playing our favourite game, Innuendo Bingo. Giving him some headphones so he can hear the clips. Obviously, the innuendo will happen. And then if you find it funny, obviously the water will spit out.
Okay.
Now take massive gulps of water, right?
Okay.
Fill your cheeks. Here we go. Uh-huh. And the first one is from Simon Mayo on Radio 2. Give me a second. Mm-hmm.
Julian Preston Powers is on the phone to tell us all about it. Hello, Julian.
Hello there.
So what is different about your helmet?
No, he's fine. Do you want to do it anyway? Good. Thank you. There's the rest of it in the bin. Oh, you get quite wet in this game, don't you? I never really realised. Okay. More water. Annika Rice now on Radio 2. Hope you're watching this on the website.
Mm-hmm. And hello to you. It's Saturday morning. Perhaps you've been up for hours. Perhaps you're just going to bed. Whatever you're doing, it's great to have your company. And I've been talking about my enormous begonias this morning. And we've been hearing some strange things going on in your households too. Let's have some more music.
Oh no, I've got his jeans.
I've been talking about my enormous begonias this morning.
Are you going home after this?
Yes, I am.
You are now.
Yeah, I do look like I've wet myself.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Bad aim. Oh, man. Right. I didn't even bring any spare clothes, did you?
No, I definitely
okay,
didn't.
Okay, fine.
It's cool.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
More water. Okay, right, this is from Phil Spencer's Secret Agent show. Go. Mm-hmm.
This week, I've had my hands on two different semis.
That was good. I tried to hold it in, but it just went out, man.
Oh, no. The bin's not getting much use.
No.
Good. All right, I'm get some more water there.
Thank you.
Oh no, your trousers are so wet.
It's okay, it's fine.
Okay, fine. Should have thought about this. We don't even have any towels or anything. It's fine. All right, ready? Hang on. And this one, Jamie Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Today, for me, feels like a very big milestone and stepping stone for me getting to the White House, which I hope to get to in the next couple of weeks. So, fingers crossed. Mrs. Obama, you know, lets me in the back door, really.
Oh, that's a good one. Well done, Jamie.
Wow. That one was hilarious.
That is a good one.
You're really good.
You're actually shaking because the water is so cold.
It's kind of cold, but I'm shaking with laughter, actually.
Yeah, funny. It really looks like it. Okay. All right. One more. No. Two more. Can you handle it?
Yeah, look
at
this.
Let's do it. Okay. Water. And this is from Coronation Street.
Ken, are you going to stay up there all night? You're going to miss me stuffed marrow.
Well, that's hardly going to tempt him down.
Thank you for your stuffed marrow, Deirdre.
No one wants to think about that. We're fine, though.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've got one more. Radio 2.
Sick, that.
What?
One.
I know, that's Deirdre, and you don't want to think about that. It's from Elaine Page on Radio 2. She loves it.
There's one there.
If you were listening, you will know that I just couldn't manage to squeeze in Malcolm's big one. So, as promised, here it comes this week. So brace yourself.
Yes! Woo! We did it! That was Inyo and the Bingo. How are you feeling?
A little bit wet.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm also wet and cold. Yeah. Right, and that was it. Thanks for watching on the cameras, everybody, if you did. Thanks for listening on Radio 1. We're really cold.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We didn't realise the cameras were on for a long time there, weren't they?
Yeah, a little bit before.
Like, so before and after, so people could see us, like, with our paper towels, like, wiping it out of our hair. Have you had fun today, Zane?
I have. I've had a lot of fun, yeah.
I know it must have been quite nerve-wracking at the start, because it's like you've never really done this kind of thing before, because you're always with the other lads.
Exactly, yeah. It was a little bit weird, but I've had fun. Yeah, it's been cool.
It's quite easy, this radio lark, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
It's quite rare for you, obviously, to be heard on your own as well. So, obviously, at this stage, with you in the band and in One Direction, is there anything you want to say to everybody out there?
To everyone out there, I guess I'd just say, yeah, a massive thank you to, like, everyone that's, you know, supported us and helped us to get to where we are now. And just, it's been great, like, being on the radio and being able to speak without being shouted over.
That is true, because you are normally shouted over.
Yeah, I'm more reserved in the group, so there's some big personalities in the group, so they kind of take over. But it's cool, it's great to be given this opportunity to do this.
Yeah, and then this is the bit where you thank Radio 1.
And I would also like to thank Radio 1 and Scott Mills for being a sick DJ host.
Amazing.
And thank you very much.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download the